Who saw that coming? Kings over Orlando last night in double overtime. Orlando Magic shooting 56.8% from the three-point line. And the Kings needed everything they had, including a lot from Malik Monk to defeat the Magic. 37 for Malik, as you know. Harrison Barnes had a nice game, made a huge shot. And Harrison Barnes, of course, is a hot topic on the YouTube chat. And it's interesting, there's a conversation that caught my eye here. People are talking about the Kings, where they are right now, who Harrison Barnes is, and the term mediocrity. And let me tell you something.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's just being thrown around. Like, what is mediocrity?
Oh, okay.
Mediocrity is, by definition, it means you're neither good nor bad. You're mediocre. That's what it means. People kind of misuse it. I don't know if the Kings have ever been. They've always been one or the other.
Right.
I mean, I guess towards the end of the Webb era, you know, they were kind of getting to a point where, well, they're kind of good, but not really. But for the most part, they've either been good or right now, make no mistake, they may not be everything that we hope they'd be at this point. But this is a good team. This is not a mediocrity.
Yeah.
That's not on the board.
Mediocrity is playing for the play-in, you know, every year. Like, just really, you know, that 9, 10, 11 range. Like you said, you're not good, you're not bad.
Trying to get over 500.
Trying to get over 500. Yeah. You're in the mid. Yeah, but no, the Kings aren't that. You're right. They've either been 3 seed or 14 seed. No seed.
Seedless.
Right?
Yeah.
Seedless. So, yes, they're not mediocre, that's for sure.
Yeah, and as far as the All-Star voting, we got an early look at some of the All-Star voting. And I don't know, I guess, you know, I've learned – following the Kings for so long, not to get too worked up about it, but it is interesting. Top 10 so far, early fan voting in the West. Domas is nowhere to be found. And then among the guards in the West, you got De'Aaron Fox is 8th. It goes Lucas, Steph, Shea, Harden, Kyrie, Ant-Man, Ja, and then De'Aaron Fox. However, the leading vote getter among guards in the East is former King Tyrese Halliburton.
You had to go there, huh, Whitey?
Well,
you had to go there.
As Frankie pointed out, the game is in Indiana, so I'm sure that's helping his candidacy.
Is it really? I don't know if it is or not.
It's not hurting.
It's definitely not hurting. It shouldn't even matter. The problem I have, and this is no offense to Tyrese, and this really isn't even a Tyrese conversation. It's not comparing the two.
Right.
Oh, we should have kept. No, this is about two things. One, Tyrese is not only leading the All-Star guards in the Eastern Conference, he's at 1.38 million votes. He's 14,000 votes behind Steph Curry overall. Think about this. He's ahead of Dame Lillard, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's ahead of Paul George, Anthony. I'm just looking at the guys, some of the guys. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler, Jaylen Brown. But like, so he's at 1.3. Fantastic player. Very entertaining. Our guy, De'Aaron Fox, 210,000. 240,000 ahead of Austin Reeves. 27,000 ahead of Klay Thompson. I don't get. And as a Kings fan, this is why I would be frustrated. De'Aaron Fox is a better player. He's a better player than Tyrese. Tyrese is fantastic. De'Aaron Fox is a better player. But the difference between marketability, excitement, fan engagement, fan favorite, that should bother me as a Sacramento Kings fan. And I don't know what we need to do to get De'Aaron in that conversation. Does De'Aaron need to be more available? Do we need to market him better, Kings fans? Because we're winning the games, and he's putting up the numbers. We got a better record than Indiana right now. I just don't understand why it's such a big difference between the two. He's got 1 million more votes than De'Aaron Fox.
Well, you know, anytime De'Aaron goes somewhere, he makes a national appearance, it's typically he and Domas.
Yeah.
They do it together and they represent the team,
yeah,
which I have no problem with. But it's those two guys, whereas Tyrese is clearly the face of the Pacer franchise. And I love Tyrese Halliburton, and I loved him coming out of college, and I thought he should have gone much higher. I have nothing but respect for him, and I root for him. But I don't understand how this has happened. Was because they were in the play-in? And I don't begrudge it, but I was like, I don't understand it. how he became that popular.
All of a sudden, yeah. You said, you know.
What did he do? What happened?
He's one of the faces of the league right now.
I think you're right.
Every time I turn on the TV, NBA TV, ESPN, SportsCenter, First Take, whatever it is, they're showing Tyrese Halliburton highlights. Is it the personality that's an issue? Because De'Aaron doesn't seek out that kind of, you know, limelight or anything like De'Aaron Fox has already said he could not care less about making Team USA and going to the Olympics. So De'Aaron Fox doesn't put himself out there like that.
Wasn't it last year Wally Szczerbiak on MSG or somewhere said Tyrese Halliburton?
Right.
Because he wanted Jalen Brunson to be an all-star. And he was like saying, Tyrese Halliburton's not an all-star.
Yes.
Yeah, and now here we are a year later. He's like getting all these votes.
He's getting all these votes.
But what happened?
I mean, he's going to be an all-star starter. He's going to be a starter. And we love Tyrese. Trust me.
Yeah.
Tyrese is my guy. But I just don't understand, not necessarily why he's getting so much love, but why our guy isn't getting love. I mean, you look at these rankings right now, and it's a popularity contest. Luka ahead of him, okay. Steph, Shea, James Harden, okay. Kyrie Irving. Everything Kyrie's been through, flamed out in Brooklyn, had the anti-Semitism narrative around him. And yet he's still more popular, more of a fan favorite. Anthony Edwards. I'm surprised Anthony Edwards is that low, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
289. You know, to me, he's one of the young faces of the league. Ja Morant. Ja Morant got suspended 25 games for waving guns around. But yet, he's still more popular than De'Aaron Fox.
It's disrespectful.
That's what I'm talking about, Jay. It's disrespectful. But whose fault is it, Jay? Because I'm not about just saying, you know what, this is the problem. I need to get some solutions. I need to make sure that this doesn't happen going forward. So what do we need to do here in Sacramento to get our guys some love? Do we need to go to the Kings and say, y'all got to do a better job of marketing? Do we need to go to De'Aaron and say, De'Aaron, we need you to be put yourself more out there?
Do you want them to market him separate from Domas? See, again, I think that's part of the issue. And the Kings and those players, like, we're a team. We're the two best players on the team. We're representing our city.
So you think that might be the part of the issue?
A little bit.
Okay.
It certainly doesn't explain all of it. There's also just Tyrese Halliburton. He's got that, whatever it is, right? He's got that.
But you got Giannis at $2.1 million. You got Dame at $955. You got Trae Young at $87. Trae Young. Trae Young's having a great season, putting up some numbers. Tyrese Maxey has more votes than De'Aaron Fox. Jalen Brown. LaMelo Ball has more votes than. This is a problem, Sacramento. And I don't know if it's. And we can't say because we're a small market. Charlotte's a small market, too. We're actually a bigger TV market than Charlotte, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think so. And so, shoot.
Gotta be bigger than Indiana. Are we smaller than Indiana?
I think we're bigger than Indiana also.
Because as a TV market, you include like Modesto, Stockton.
We're bigger. We're like 19 in TV, right?
Yeah,
17
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so this is an issue. And this is where it's an issue, Jay and Whitey. It's not just about a respect for Sacramento thing. If I'm De'Aaron Fox, now you're playing with his money. If he makes All-NBA, All-Star, you get paid more. You're going to be eligible for a bigger contract.
You mean the all-league team?
All-league, all that.
And all-star.
No, you get bonuses for all-star too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. You know, you get remember, the NBA just came out with the 65-game policy, you know, and resting rules. And all-star is a part of that. And so if you're De'Aaron Fox, because this is what this shows me is not only all-star voting, but what about jersey sales? What about marketability off the court? What about commercial opportunities, endorsement opportunities? All that. All this is costing De'Aaron Fox some money, and he may not care about it. But I'm going to put up the good fight for him. At the end of the day, behind the scenes, he may say publicly, Jay, he doesn't care. But we know. When I'm turned on the TV and I see Chris Paul still doing commercials, I see Ja Morant. I'm saying Dame Lillard. I'm like, I'm better than those dudes. I bust them dudes last night.
Remember the CarMax commercial that had Kelly Oubre in it?
Kelly Oubre got, Boban got commercial. Like,
Tobias Harris
Tobias
is out
Harris
there.
Tobias Harris got commercials.
Jimmy Butler. So, oh, it's a bunch of folks.
What do we need to do, Kings fans, to get our guys some more love? And don't say, oh, it's because we're in Sacramento. I don't want to hear that. Because Charlotte's been a dog of a franchise. They've struggled. They're in a small market. And look at them. Look at Cleveland. Donovan Mitchell. 624.
Are you launching a Drapes the Vote campaign?
Yes, we got to rock the vote, baby. We got to Drapes the Vote. Let's get our guy. It's not even just about sending him to Indy. He's going to be in Indy. I'm talking about respect, not only from the media, but also the fans. This dude is one of the most exciting players to watch in the league, and people are sleeping on De'Aaron Fox. That's what upsets me.
I think one of the factors, I'm not saying this is what it's all about, De'Aaron is pretty willing, I would say, to put himself second to the team's needs.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't play that way. When he plays, like, I'm the man. But we talked about this a few weeks ago. When players are introduced, he's the first player introduced, right? And that's great that he's like, yeah, and let Domas go last. How many of the guys on the, you know, leading the list of leading vote getters would do that?
Would do that.
Not too many. So part of it is I think he's willing to, hey, you know what? It's about the team. I'm not as concerned as my popularity.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I want to open it up. We got some phone calls. 916-339-1140. 916-339-1140. Your chance to weigh in. What do we need to do to get more respect for De'Aaron Fox? And we can throw Domas in there too because he wasn't even listed on the top 10.
Right.
Alperen Şengün is getting more votes than Domantas Sabonis right now. Şengün's a great player. But Kings fans, what do we need to do to get our guys some love?
We're going to drive the vote. We're going to Drapes the Vote when we continue here. Drive guys on Sacktown Sports. Why isn't De'Aaron Fox getting more all-star vote respect? Why isn't Domantas Sabonis getting more all-star voting respect? Should we care? What's going on? 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Of course, we're also still celebrating just a tremendous basketball game last night. That's why we're fans. We hope for games something like that. Double overtime. What a delight. And then, of course, with the Kings winning, then you can really celebrate it. And Kyle Draper had the call last night. Did a great job on a great game.
I'm still on a high from last night, man, and how amazing that is. I'm ready to run it back tomorrow against a new-look Toronto Raptors team on the call for that. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually excited to see this Raptors team with R.J. Barrett quickly. Let's not forget Scottie Barnes and Pascal. Should be a fun one tomorrow as well.
Yeah, but you're concerned about what's going on here with this All-Star voting.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm not that dude. I think we're at a point now where we shouldn't beg anymore. The Kevin O'Connors of the world, the Ringers, the Athletic. You know what? We did that. I'm turning my attention to the fans out there league-wide. Let me tell you a story. Anthony Edwards, right? Great player. I love Anthony Edwards.
Isn't he one of your son's favorites?
That's where I'm going right now. My son, who lives here in Northern California, his favorite player in the league is Anthony Edwards. What is Anthony Edwards doing that De'Aaron Fox isn't doing? Like, why is Anthony Edwards getting the love nationwide? And I will admit, I'm a little surprised at these numbers, just 289,000. Great player, Anthony Edwards. No doubt about it.
And where does he place? I'm sorry, I have the list.
Sixth among guards.
Okay, so he's not doing great either.
Not doing great either. Like, why is James Harden still a top four? And he's playing great for the Clippers. He's playing amazing. Why is Kyrie Irving? And this goes back to the conversation we had a month or two ago about superstardom. In my eyes, De'Aaron Fox has the potential to be a superstar. But these numbers right here, these are disappointing to me. It's like, how do we get our guy to superstar status? And like I said, he may not put himself out there like that. And I love the fact that De'Aaron and Rasay, they do a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
Right.
When people aren't watching. They don't have to be up all in the cameras all the time, all in the videos, like Suge Knight said. You know what I'm talking about, Jay? He got to be Puff Daddy.
All right, Source Award.
You know what I mean? But I appreciate
that's
that.
That's part of it.
But
yeah, it is part of it, though.
Like, I can't. He says he doesn't care, but I would imagine every player would like to be one of the faces of the league. How do we get De'Aaron Fox to that point?
Real quick, Whitey, before I know you jump in, I will say I think first and foremost, Drapes, the first part of it is you bringing it to the attention. Mm-hmm. Whitey, you guys bringing it to the attention means something, right? The fact that it's even being called out. You know, compared to this is something that I haven't really seen anything via social network or any, you know, Kings beat guys or anybody really crying about. And so the fact that you're even putting it out there, I think already creates a narrative that we need to create to push. But the other part before I know we're going to take some callers here, a couple things. And I think, Whitey, you're part of it. What you just said is when you really compare, and I'm just comparing Tyrese compared to De'Aaron, Tyrese is definitely a little more personable.
Yeah.
He comes off across a little more personable.
He's smiling all the time. And yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, and the other part of that is I think you see him. And it may be his team, meaning Indiana, or his team, meaning his agency, his marketing people, his PR, you know, whoever's concocting his behind-the-scenes situation. It seems like they're a little more go-getterish than De'Aaron's clutch sports guys, you know. So I don't know if that's the situation. But the other part of it is, and this is what I really wanted to say, is there comes a point in time Sacramento's got to step up and stop doing the talking. Like, I'm challenging Sacramento and surrounding areas. We talk about the, you know, the market size and everything else. We cry as a market all the time about why we don't get the respect.
Right.
Why are guys not here? Why we don't do this? Why we don't get national television games and all this other stuff? Well, 200,000 votes, even in Sacramento, man, that's poor. And we have to do a better job of Sacramentans and, you know, whatever you want to call yourself, to put the best foot forward. Now, again, look. Holidays just happened. Happy New Year. Life just happened. I get it. I understand. We all have different lives. But it's easy because everybody has a cell phone, man. My 81-year-old grandma text messages me. You know, she buys stuff off Amazon. She's 81 years old. She's got an iPhone, which means we can vote. Mm-hmm. We can jump on it. So as Sacramento Kings fans, even not even being in this area, but if you're listening, we got to do a better job of pushing that and pushing the narrative as well. And so we need to start to challenge ourselves instead of crying about what's not happening and be proactive about what is happening.
And to that point, Jay, you know, Domas is not even in the top 10 in front court voting. 10th is Cat. 10th at 139,000 votes.
Man, that's chump change.
And Domas doesn't even have that.
Who's voting for Fox and not voting for Domas, too? Like, you know, Kings fans, if you're voting for one, you best be voting for the other, too.
And Monk at this point. I mean, I'm voting for you.
For the whole squad.
I'm writing in ballots. Okay, at this point, I'm going to write in a ballot.
Let's talk to TC, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Thanks for hanging on. TC, what's up?
Yeah, man, I'm here. Whitey, Drapes, JJ's, what's going on?
What's up, TC? What's happening, baby?
Oh, man, just tapping in with my boys. Hey, look, I like how the band came together last night, and I like how they got that relationship between the players and coach, man. I like how you can get on Mike and Mike can get on you and everybody can move on, man. That's a real brotherhood. But I'm with you, Jay. Like, as far as Sacramento, bro, like, to get Domas and Fox are perfect, bro, but, like, we got to win a playoff series. We just got back to the playoffs. Like, I guarantee you this season, once we win round one this season, I guarantee you all the narratives, all the leaving people off the all-star votes and, like, everything will be acknowledged. Kind of like how Ja Morant was, but Fox is better than that dude. So we got to win a playoff series. I know we got a winning season. We a highlight reel. Everybody like watching us. But as far as, like, winning the series, that's what's going to put the respect on everybody's name. And I know Domas was in the playoffs before Indiana, but we got to win a playoff series on that note. Also, on Monty McNair, I love how Monty McNair is patient. He's always sitting back in the cut. Once all the smoke clears, that's when the trade's going to go on because everybody's asking price is high right now. Monty is perfect at that by just waiting and saying, like, even the team he's negotiating with, okay, bro, you know what, I'm gonna fall back and let you chill out for a second, and then I'm gonna let you come to me when all the smoke clears and be like, hey, you know what, give me that deal right now, we can do it, instead of just giving up a haul for a player that we want to get, like a Kuz, Jeremy Grant, somebody like that, a Siakam. We might be able to get a steal deal later. I love that about Monty. That's all I got, guys.
Thank you, TC.
Good call, TC.
He's right. But that really speaks to the double standard we're dealing with here in Sacramento. everything he said is true. I agree with him. If the Kings start winning some playoff series, they'll get that respect. But some of these guys that are getting a lot of votes, their teams haven't won a playoff series in a long time.
Yeah. You know, Carl Anthony Towns, you mentioned. You know, Tyrese Halliburton hasn't won anything. Dallas didn't even make the playoffs with Kyrie last year. Mm-hmm. And I understand Kyrie's, a superstar kind of player. But you know what? When we're looking at production on the floor, elevating of your team, De'Aaron Fox has a sexy game, too. It's not like, you know, he's this lumbering seven-footer that's just plowing down low and, you know, shooting jump hooks all night. Like, this dude's the fastest guy in the league with the ball. He's Mr. Clutch. I mean, this guy should be one of the faces of the league.
Remember this week we talked to Michael Pena yesterday.
Yeah.
Michael Pena wrote, hey, De'Aaron Fox having a great year. It should be a bigger national story.
Yes.
So I asked him, why isn't it? He goes, I don't know. It's a great question. That's what we're dealing with.
That's what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
What do we need to do, Kings fans?
Curtis, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Hey, Curtis, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
Good.
Good. What's happening?
Yeah, so I got a couple things about the De'Aaron Fox All-Star voting. It boggles my mind because there may be one better guard in the West than him right now, Shea, but that's about it. I'm sorry. So my solution is this. Maybe some people need to make up some burner email accounts to get more votes out there, because I think that living in Northern California my entire life, Sacramento my entire life, there's a lot of Kings fans out here, but there's a lot of Warriors and Lakers fans too. And we might not be able to overcome all of that with their fans voting for their guys and our fans voting for our guys, but maybe just not in the abundance that we need to vote for them for. That's just my take. That's all I
got. Thanks, Curtis. How does Klay freaking Thompson in ninth place right now?
Because Rocco's really cool.
Right? Like, what is going on here? What are we doing?
The Manta shoes he rocking wearing. Right? Okay.
Yeah. Austin Reeves. And here's the thing, though, about De'Aaron Fox. You know, 916-339-1140, 916-339-1140. Here's the thing about De'Aaron Fox, I'll say, and I want to get your reaction after this, Whitey and Jay. He's with Clutch Sports. That's LeBron's people, right? That's you know, LeBron's people. They're hip. They're cool. Who did he just sign a shoe deal with?
Steph Curry.
Yeah. So he's, in my eyes, should be trending. He's hanging with the right people. He's hanging. LeBron's number one in votes in the Western Conference. Steph Curry's number two among guards. So the people that know, the stars, they respect De'Aaron Fox. How do we get the fans to respect what he's doing and give him some love?
Yeah. Before someone tells him, hey, you know where you could get more respect. Right?
Right.
Right?
I'm glad De'Aaron's not that dude, though. He's not that guy, Whitey. Don't even start alluding to that. Don't do that. Jay, I don't want to hear it. Jay.
We'll take a quick timeout.
Don't go there, baby.
339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. We're driving the vote here with the Drive Guys. On how come the Kings, as well as they're playing this year, great win last night, how come they're not getting more votes in the All-Star voting? Yeah, De'Aaron Fox is, what, eighth? Domas is not even in the top 10 in front court
Not voting. Even in the top
10. And you only need like 140,000 to be in the top 10. He's not even in the top 10. And that bothers me more than the De'Aaron Fox thing. And both of them are egregious. But you look at the Domas, the numbers he's putting up, and people are saying, yeah, no one's done that since Will Chamberlain. And he's not even in the top 10.
Real quick, Whitey, sorry to cut you off. We're going to talk about Domas here in a minute. You got Alperen Şengün at 7, 330. Victor Wembanyama, you know, he's a celebrity.
Right.
Chet Holmgren is ahead of him. And I like Chet as a player. And Karl-Anthony Towns at 139. Domantas Sabonis not even there.
That's an interesting one, though. Because Cat's not a fan favorite.
He's not a fan favorite,
like,
right.
A lot of folks don't really tie in to Cat.
Ain't people buying Cat. People not buying Cat jerseys like that.
Nobody likes him.
Right.
Maybe they should, but people don't like
him. I'm calling BS on these results here.
Really?
Yeah, something's...
Oh, you think the numbers was freaked
I think the numbers are a little suspect.
Not all precincts are reporting yet?
Yeah, I
hanging
think...
Chats.
Hanging chat. Exactly. The ballot boxes were messed up. So something just doesn't seem right to me, because you're right. Karl Anthony Towns? I don't know a single kid outside of Minnesota.
You're not
going to
certify these results.
I'm not. And it used to be Remember back in the day they used to do the voting when you were in the arena?
Yes.
You used to. And so if you had more home games, you know, when an initial, you know, then you would have more votes. Like, it's not the case anymore. That's what's so perplexing about this. I don't know the reason why a guy like Carl Anthony Towns, like Alper and Şengün, is it the turkey vote? You know, like the another country, you know, like.
You know, Wiggins was voted into the All-Star game a couple years ago because he got a pop star in Korea to promote him. And no one really wanted to talk about that, but it was pretty clearly true.
Yeah, somebody on the text line said, 916, do we need to start the rumor that Taylor Swift's favorite NBA team is the Sacramento Kings?
Maybe.
We should, if we could just get her to wear a Kings jersey, a Domas or Fox jersey, it would change everything. Look what it's done to Travis Kelce.
Yeah. We'll start the Taylor Swift Malik Monk rumor.
Yeah. You know, and De'Aaron Fox is a big fan of Taylor Swift. You guys knew that?
Like, I didn't know that.
He's a huge fan of Taylor Swift.
Well,
how come we can't, you know, that's a marketing campaign. That's free, John Reinhardt and the Sacramento Kings. I'm giving you that one for free.
Before we get back to the phones, I want to share this on the chat here. Maybe you saw this. I love my life on the YouTube chat. I vote every day for my favorite NBA player. I'm from Rhode Island. I vote for Malik Monk. It affects his money potential, too. You all want him to be six man only. It's business for him, too.
Yes,
dollar sign.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's money.
Bobby Hill says, it's East Coast bias. Half the country asleep when the Kings play. That's a big part of it.
Yeah, but 200, though?
Like, no,
I'm going to jump in there for Drapes. 200, though? Now I'm on my Drapes, you know, big fella, as Drapes will say.
Come on, man.
200? I mean, you can tap it 25 times per person every day. 200?
You know what? We should do that here on Sacktown Sports 1140. Like a rock the vote day.
Yes.
Like where, you know, from start to finish, we wake up with Carmichael, Dave, and Jason Ross throughout the day, end it with the drive, guys, a push to get votes on that one day.
Well, you thought of it, so we'll call it drive the vote.
Drive the vote.
Something.
Drapes the vote. Drapes the vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Joe joins us on Sacktown Sports. Hello, Joe. What do you know?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. Love the show. You guys always do a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I wanted to chime in on the De'Aaron Fox, Giannis Sabonis, and their lack of votes, I guess, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think the NBA and their marketing has a lot to do with it. Every commercial I see for the NBA, little snippets of shots and layups and stuff, you never see De'Aaron on there. You never see Domas on there. I think that has huge marketability around the country of them not getting that recognition. You know, maybe TC does have a point on winning a playoff series might get us over that hump and get them into some sort of recognition by the NBA. But I really think that they have a little bit to blame in this as well.
Mm.
You're probably right, Joe. And they probably would tell you, well, they're just not that popular. So that's why we don't promote them. I'm not saying they're right, but that would be the justification.
You know what? Let's call it what it is, though. Let's peel back the curtain.
Let's get real here.
Sacramento. The league has certain guys they push to be the face of the NBA. They got certain darlings. It's been LeBron James, well-deserved, well-earned.
It's not just individuals.
And it's not. It's teams as well. Exactly. Lakers.
Markets, too.
Celtics, markets, New York Knicks. How come the New York darn Knicks on Christmas Day every single year? They've been trash. They're getting better now. They're playing better now. But why are the Knicks all of a sudden on Christmas Day every year?
They've played more games on Christmas than any other team
in
the NBA.
Exactly. You got Jalen Brunson. And Jalen Brunson has 374, and I understand New York's a massive market. I get it. Okay, okay. But Jalen Brunson ain't selling tickets or selling jerseys. Ain't nobody traveling to Detroit in December to see Jalen Brunson. Ain't nobody going to Milwaukee. Oh, Jalen Brunson's coming to town. But they're doing it for De'Aaron Fox. I've seen it on the road. And so the league has to do a better job. And I understand. It's always been that. They've always pushed the Lakers. The Lakers always been. It's sort of like NFL Cowboys. It's always like that. But the league got to do a better job. I could argue, where's Devin Booker on this guards list? He has an issue. Devin Booker's a star. And he's not even on that. So that's why I think these numbers, something's a little funky about it.
Huh. Ashley, thanks for hanging on, Ashley. You're on with the Drive, guys. What can we do for you?
So I just wanted to talk about the All-Star voting. And as a Kings fan, I feel like a lot of things have been touched on already that kind of play into why our guard and De'Aaron and our forward and well center, I guess now, and Domas isn't getting the love they deserve. And I think that it's partly the, you know, East Coast not being up. I think it's L.A., Clippers and Lakers and Warriors and Golden State stealing some of the votes. But I also think that part of it is just we need to push more of a narrative as just a community of sports fans here in Sacramento and really just drive home how impactful these guys are to our team and what they've been doing. So that way when they get up in the East Coast, the first thing they see on X or whatnot is all these, you know, personalities, fans, et cetera, just talking about what a great performance our guys had, rather than also sharing as much hate as we do on our platforms about Herter and Barnes, you know, all that stuff. We need to put some of our stars more in the limelight, I guess.
All right. Yeah, good call. Thank you. Good call. Thanks for hanging on. Yeah, the end on the chat here says, Cat changed the game of basketball, don't you know?
Right, Haiti.
Yeah, but thank
best
you.
Best shooting big man ever.
Yeah,
right?
And John Williams says voted for Sabonis, Fox, and Keegan today.
Okay,
and
okay,
Jay
keep
says,
it up.
Vote Monk, right?
Yeah, got to get Malik in there. Nah. You know what's crazy, though, is this is, and Ashley kind of said something that sparked my mind, is soon as Kevin O'Connor, I know we be beating Kevin, we didn't stop Kevin out at this
he
point.
He don't even return
show.
The text anymore,
he
bro.
He don't even mess with Drapes no more. Who was that? Man, were you still in Boston? When you get back to Boston, call me. That's right. At this point.
Won't let me go on.
Michael Pena comes on.
When someone says anything ill will towards the Kings on social network, I mean, it blows up in this market.
Yeah.
Like, people are going at them. They're assassinating folks' character. They're very protective. It's almost like a mama cub, like a a mama bear on a cub.
Right.
You say anything about Sacramento, you know, the beam is not bright enough. Oh, man, we got the best LEDs in the world. Like, we got the best Christmas light you could ever see. Like, you see all of that.
Right.
But then when you hear 200K, like, probably between text, figures, social network, you're probably easily touching your keypad 10,000 times a day almost. Like, it's got to be crazy how many times, you know, through text messages and stuff, you touch your phone. 200,000?
When did the voting start? You guys, I was only vaguely aware recently. Maybe that's part of it, too. People aren't even aware it started yet.
You don't think so?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
No, it's been a week or two.
A week or two?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I think right after Christmas or something like that. And, you know, we've been mentioning it on our air, the broadcast, television broadcast, for at least 2 weeks now. Send Domas and Fox to the All-Star game.
Yeah, you know, I noticed, I'm assuming all teams have it. The Warriors have one. The Kings have one, a little something they put together, special presentation to vote for them. And they have Domas and De'Aaron are like superheroes.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And the Warriors one is, they're like, it's kind of dumb. They're like, they're race car. Each player's like a race car. Help them win the race.
Get them out of here.
Yeah. It's not good.
Tuesday, not good. December 19th, I believe that's. I just saw December 19th.
December 19th, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
7 p.m.
Let me bring this up because, and this is one thing I'm noticing. I look at the Celtics, obviously, a lot. Used to work with them. There's a campaign going on right now to make Derek White an All-Star.
Wow.
You hear Joe Mazzulla talking about it. You hear the players talking about it. They went to San Antonio, had a game against the Spurs. I think it was in San Antonio. Greg Popovich mentioned it in his post-game press conference. Derek White is playing at an All-Star level.
Yeah.
And so there's this sort of, you know, underlying push to make Derek White an All-Star. Derek White, 175,000 votes. People don't even know who Derek White is. How's he getting 175? So I think there's a push. We're trying to do it on the TV and here on radio, obviously. There needs to be more of a team push.
Mm.
There needs to be more of a media push.
Yeah.
And our fan base, too, we need to, you know, use our reach, our social media reach. We want to tweet about trading Harrison Barnes and Kevin Herter, but we ain't going to tweet about sending our guys to the All-Star game. Like, we got to do a better job.
Yeah. Drive the Vote continues when we come back. Also, maybe all the Kings really need is to build a better bench. Some interesting numbers on that front. Next with the Drive, guys, on Sactown Sports.
I'm going there right now, as a matter of fact. Definitely.
Thank you, Drake, for bringing it to the attention of folks,
right,
man.
Right now, Jay, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and I'm going to vote for our guys. Vote now, All-Star Game. Let's go. I'm going to get our 50. Guys
I'm going to do 25 on each phone.
Okay, let's do it.
Maybe
let's
the computer it. In here, too. We got two or three computers. We'll use that as well.
You know, because we can't be talking about it all frustrated and angry and ain't doing our part.
Right.
I'm doing it right now. Let's go.
You going to the All-Star game?
No, I'm not going to go this year. I went last year.
You
took my son.
Yeah.
It'll be in San Francisco next year. Woo. So I'll be there for that. This year, you know what?
You going to the Super Bowl, right? Watch the Niners.
If the Eagles are there.
Excuse me, Whitey. Go ahead and take that back, Whitey.
Dude, Eagles would be there. No, but you know where I'm thinking about going? And y'all can help me out, too, and people at home. I'm thinking about going to Cabo with the kids.
Huh.
Like, have you? Oh, you giving me that look, Whitey. You
well,
make it sound
Cabo,
like.
Cabo, okay, the kids.
Nah?
Aren't those two? I've never been there, but to me, they're two separate things.
Well.
Am I wrong, Jay? I mean, I guess, I'm sure you could.
Is it?
Yeah,
I've never been. I want to go. I want to give the kids something. So,
I mean, I'm sure they're.
So,
yeah,
really,
it's
a trip
there.
For me. And then I'm just like, all right, y'all could tag along, you know?
I get what you're saying.
You see what I mean?
I guess what Whitey is saying is the All-Star game a family trip? Because that's more of a family trip, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But the All-Star game, been there, done that. I took my son. First of all, let me tell you how much All-Star tickets were. You know it's hard to get All-Star tickets?
I do know.
It's a couple bands.
It is, man.
It's a couple bands.
That's because it's not a lot of fans. It's
right,
a lot
it's
of
more
business,
corporate, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
There's other games I'd rather see for that much
right.
money.
It's like
right?
going to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
they don't even have a Pro Bowl.
And, right, they don't even have it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm voting. Go ahead. You continue, okay. Whitey. I'm a vote right here.
Here's a thought on the Kings going forward. We talked today to Jake Fisher. And Jake Fisher says, based on what he's hearing, the Kings could still be. We kind of walked it back a little bit, Drapes. He said the Kings could be in on Siakam, but he also said it's not a real active market right now, so it looks like Toronto's kind of like biding their time. But he says the Kings. He also said that he thinks the Kings were in on Anunoby, but just came up short. But you look at the Kings' starting lineup. I have here best NBA starting units in terms of net rating. What's your guess? Where would you think the Kings rank?
Best NBA starting unit.
Yeah,
net
I'll just tell
rating.
You. Number one right now is
Celtics.
Philadelphia.
Oh, Philly. Where the Celtics
and they're
at?
Plus, Boston is third.
Okay.
Yeah, they're plus 19.6.
Minnesota number two?
Minnesota is not 3, 4, 5, 6. They're not in the top 10.
Who's two?
Denver.
Wow.
20.8.
I would say Sacramento starting five, and I'm assuming this is including Herter. And Harrison Barnes, like their most used starting
that
five.
That is correct.
13.
Philly 1, Denver 2, Boston 3, Clippers 4, Milwaukee 5, Sacramento 6th, plus 12.2.
Wow.
How about that?
So that starting five is the sixth best five-man starting five in the NBA. Is that
Harrison Barnes, Domas, De'Aaron Fox, Kevin Herter, Keegan Murray. That's according to Steve Ilardi. Yeah, I was a little surprised. Last year, I believe, I looked it up, they were fifth last year. And right now, so far, for all their ups and downs and blemishes and problems, the sixth best starting unit in terms of net rating. So maybe, you know, if you can add a guy, superstar, that's great. Maybe if you just build a better bench, you're on your way.
Right.
To doing some special things.
And maybe that's why Mike Brown stuck with Kevin Herter for so long, because you look at the analytics, the numbers, that five-man unit, it's good. It's solid. And maybe you don't need to change it. Really, all you need is Kevin Herter to start making. We won't have this conversation if Kevin Herter is making his shots, which, you know, we all hope he does. That's interesting, because when you look at it this season, Keegan's been up and down.
Yeah, and there you go.
Oh, I got it. All right, okay. Harrison Barnes has been up and down.
And on the back of the lineups, yeah.
Okay, Harrison Barnes has been up and down. Your only real two consistent players has been De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that tells me is, with those guys struggling, you're still six in the NBA among starting. Can you imagine if they actually started hitting something?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is interesting. Clippers, yeah. Milwaukee.
I mean, those are good teams.
These are all championship-level teams. Yeah,
fans get frustrated because, oh, Coach Brown's not sticking with a regular rotation. I think he's still looking for something that's – he's getting some consistent production.
Yeah, yeah. And what's interesting about Mike Brown and not sticking with a regular – you know, he stuck with his starters for a long time this season.
Yeah.
When people were calling for Herter to be benched, Harrison Barnes to be benched, Mike Brown stayed true to those guys. And then just recently, over the last three or four games, he made the change. But this is, when you look at these teams, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, like, hold on here. Hold on. So something's, hold on here. Denver has two in the top seven? In terms of five?
Well, I guess they have two different.
Yeah, Reggie Jackson, KCP, yeah. Gordon, Jokic, and Porter. Then you take them out, KCP, Gordon, Jokic, Jamal Murray, and Porter.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's interesting right there.
Yeah.
Denver has two of the top seven five-man units in terms of net rating. Woo. Mm-hmm. That's impressive.
That surprised me.
Yes.
Yeah. But I think that there's some encouragement there for Kings fans. Even with
Barnes
as inconsistent as he's been and Herter. Wow. What's up with Kevin Herter? Well, the starters still as a unit have been effective.
Yeah. And what the frustrating part of the season is, it doesn't feel that way. Even now, oh, Malik Monk has to be starting. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. The numbers indicate that five-man unit with me. Like, if we just go by the analytics, De'Aaron Fox shouldn't be starting in terms of a five-man unit. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that they're 20 and 13, multiple guys aren't playing up to their capabilities – that should be encouraging Kings fans.
Yeah.
Not necessarily as frustrating. I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing from these Kings.
It also shows that last year, as you know, they relied heavily on the starters and they got a lot of production out of them. This year, they were hoping the bench would be better and they're still working on that.
They're still working on it. Yeah. And still trying to find guys. And I, you know, mentioned at the start of the season, I thought this bench could be one of the best in the NBA. It hasn't panned out like that. But just like Herter, Barnes, the bench guys haven't been consistent either.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're 20 and 13.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's lots of reasons to be very hopeful here with the new year upon us. Yeah. After a big win like last night. In fact, when we come back, we'll tell you how the Kings were part of NBA history last night. Okay. Next year with the Drive Guys. Draper.